Good morning. With me today is Carla Neer, who is a Bell Fountain native. Now she lives in Westerville, and she is here today to talk to us about some issues in Logan County and how she can help make our life a little better. I think this applies to any of us, whether you're a kid or an adult. We're all going through issues, and she has some ideas on how to help out. Carla is the CEO and founder of Clear Cut Strategies, which she founded back in May of 2010, so it's already been nearly 7 years. And Carla just spoke to the Bell Fountain Rotary Club a few weeks ago. Then she was on the news on WPKO and WBLL talking about Clear Cut Strategies. But your roots really go back to Bell Fountain, Carla. I knew you grew up here. Let's talk about you for a moment, then we'll talk about your company and how it can help out people. What are your ties still to the Bell Fountain area, and what was your background before you founded Clear Cut Strategies?
Oh, well, thank you for asking, Bill. So my ties are, my family is still here, my good friends that I graduated with, and my best friends are around the area, so I find myself coming back for them and having a wonderful time. Before I left to live in Westerville, I actually had the pleasure of working at AccuSport as an executive for 18 years and 9 months.
Now, you go from that job where, you know, that's obviously outdoors, and I know that you love that kind of stuff, and you traveled a lot, to founding your own company. How did that all come about?
Well, it was an introspective journey that was interesting and much longer than we have today, so we'll leave a lot of the details out. But I was actually working in Columbus as a vice president of a software company and had great success in the first 18 months. And after that great success, I really got the call, and that's the best way I can describe it, to start my own company because I had a passion for helping people. And I felt limited to just the software company. I could see that the plan was much bigger. So without a business plan, even though I am a business planner, I left money behind, what people would call a pretty impressive title, to start my own company basically by a leap of faith.
Wow, it's been 7 years and it's done very, very well. I know you've traveled really all over the nation. And, what is Clear Cut Strategies? If you just met somebody from Bell Fountain today, and they, you know, you might get that question sometimes as you've been going around the Bell Fountain area, the Logan County area the last few months. I'm sure you've heard that. How would you answer it?
Well, our tagline is we replace chaos with results. And what we find is when we say that, it means something different to everybody, which is exactly why we keep it just that broad. So I have been asked if I'm a mystery shopper and a lot of different other things, which is just a lot of fun in itself. But what we do is we go into areas and we make them healthier. So we could change our tagline from replace chaos to results to actually we help folks create strategies for healthier, measurable results.
You make their life better. I kind of labeled you a life coach. You said that's not exactly it, but I think you're here to help improve our lives, and we're going to get into that, how it impacts us locally too. And, you moved away to Westerville more than a decade ago. What got you back to the Bell Fountain area?
Well, again, it's a call, and if the listeners can identify that, they know exactly what I mean. But for those who haven't really ever gotten a call, a kind of a secret tug at their heart, for some reason, the last couple of years, it was, you need to go back to Bell Fountain. And I would come back to Bell Fountain, and I would meet with people, and everything on the surface seemed to be fine. But then I was invited to a Logan County Chamber coffee, and I was so pleased that I got invited that I decided to go. And it was a great experience, but I happened to be sitting next to Dave from United Way, and we started talking, and I was sharing what my company does, and he was sharing with me some of the statistics that were going on in the community based on families and relationships. And he encouraged me to dig a little deeper. So I did, but it took me some time because I wasn't here on a regular basis. So I actually went to the chamber to find where the best meeting rooms in Bell Fountain would be, since I'd been gone from the area for a little while. And I learned about the Roundhouse at the Historical Society, which I was so impressed with that. I got to visit there. And in that journey, we were basically building a relationship back with the chamber. So I sat down and I asked them, what does Logan County need? and we found some synergies. But more recently, based on the experience that happened in West Liberty, I found out some shocking statistics, which is I did not realize that Ohio was the number one state in the United States with an opiate problem. And I was shocked and passionately moved because my company can help proactively do something about that. So then we dug into it a little deeper, and I learned that then Logan County, I don't have the statistics to prove this, but I believe this is the case, is that Logan County is number two in the state of Ohio with an opiate problem. And I came back and said, we've got to do something. And I have been meeting with several prominent folks in the area who are trying to do something about it and seeing how I can support them.
Well, that's the real crux of our show this weekend. You're listening to NSYNC. Our guest this weekend is Carla Neer from Westerville, who's a Bellefonte native. She is the CEO and founder of Clear Cut Strategies, which is here to help us attack problems and just make our life a little better. Obviously, there's a drug problem. The numbers show it. I think it's bad in whatever town or county you're in. But here for the Bellefonte and Logan County community, even surrounding counties, what have you learned the last few weeks? What can be done to help fix it?
So with the Creating Healthy Strategies, we start with the fundamental principle of healthy bodies. If you felt better, how helpful would that be? So healthy bodies in conjunction with healthy relationships. Now we're really getting some movement. So when we have healthy relationships, let's say in families and marriages, that helps younger people. Then we created a program called Healthy Students, in which we do an analysis of what do you want to be when you grow up. Once they complete that process and we know specifically where they want to go with college, what we're doing is we're focusing on the positives rather than allowing our minds to wander by distractions. So with healthy bodies, let's go back to that again. There's a two-part. So we talked about healthy relationships and healthy students, but healthy bodies. So a war on drugs with healthy bodies. Let's say a student athlete who's on a great path gets injured. Their natural reaction would be to go to the doctor. If they go to the doctor and they're having pain, the doctor may prescribe some sort of pain reliever. That's dangerous because that can add to the opiate problem. What we do is we actually have a medical device that is holistic, that helps with pain relief, and is also a complement to other holistic practices such as chiropractic treatments or physical therapy or massage. And by being proactive in that way, we keep our students healing and healthy versus going down a path of possible addiction in the future that no one intended.
So you want to change behaviors. I know also you said before the show that the three B's, which these are, habits of life. I know that you read some of John Maxwell's stuff. What do the three B's mean?
The three B's are basically this. Because of our human state, everyone has three fundamental issues or needs. They need to believe, which means all human hearts need to have faith in something or someone. Number two would be to belong, meaning all human hearts need to experience community and family. And number three, to become. So all human hearts need to grow, stretch, and reach their full potential. And that's what Clear Cut Strategies is doing. So we have very in-depth conversations about what folks believe in a private setting so that they can share their heart and they get clarity in what they do believe. Then we talk about belonging. So when you have belonging to community and you're passionate about making a positive change, such as a war on drugs, and you get people focused on, okay, let's not focus on the problem, let's focus on the solution. Now they have a belonging, which leads to purpose and passion, because we can really reignite their passion or ignite their passion for something they didn't even know was a problem. The third, to become. When we are passionate about growing and stretching and reaching our full potential, again, that breaks the human mindset of hopelessness and fear of rejection. And it changes us to be eager to do something right versus being trapped and afraid of doing something wrong.
Carla Lanier is our guest on In Sync this weekend. She again is CEO and founder of Clear Cut Strategies, which is based in Westerville, but we're attacking local issues here. Now, the opiates are a big deal, and we've seen it really skyrocket, I'd say especially the last year or two, but even maybe even more so the last few months. What's your opinion on if you could get everybody to have the synergy that you want, to think the way you want, to behave the way you want, how long before we'll see real results?
Well, that's always a good question, because results are based on individuals. But more importantly, it's based on a few things. Do you want to get better? So when we say, what do you want? People from a behavioral aspect, they have to find out what their will is. And sometimes we don't know what we want, therefore we don't know what our will is or what will we're following, and that is what leads to confusion. So when you ask how long does it take results, it's from situation to situation.
I know also you wanted to talk today about young people analysis on how you can help out with their career path, which this could be, people spend thousands and thousands of dollars on this for many of our young people. This would be maybe ages typically 18 to 22. What can you do to help? What are maybe some words of advice you have for those people or their parents?
Well, thank you for asking that as well. We have a very clear-cut program. And the clear-cut program is a meeting with a student to do the analysis of their skill set at the current level, and then the secret hearts of their desires. So we just spoke about what do you want and what is your will for your life. We have a very clear process on how to do that from their perspective. So it's private. I meet with the students without their parents, and then bring their parents back in so that we can share. What that gives the student is not only does it give them clarity of what they really want, which then ignites their passion, it also gives them an ally. We come alongside of them and say, yeah, I'm confident that this is what I want to do. I have a report that says I would be really good at that. And we love these assessments, because when we meet with the students and reconvene with their parents, we actually let the students share what they've learned in the analysis with their parents, and we kind of sit back and observe. And then we see the parents get excited, because now they know that from a funding perspective, their college funds aren't going to be invested and then find out 5-6 years down the road that their students aren't happy with what they have chosen as their major. Or another situation I came across just the other day, and I come across this quite often, is folks have 15, 16-year-old students, and they come to me and they say, can you really help us? Can you really tell us and hone in on what they're going to be good at and what they're going to like? And we can, through a variety of different assessments. But the best thing about that is that when a student doesn't know what they want to become, what the parents are telling me now is they choose not to go to college at all, because it can be overwhelming.
Now, do you do analysis for not just young people, maybe people that are a little bit older?
Yes, we do. The analysis we do is good for everybody, for everything. So just to give you an idea, we have a survey or a library base of over 50 assessments, and they measure everything from your listening style to your spiritual gifts to your communication style to, oh my gosh, it goes on and on. 50 of them, that's a lot. And we incorporate these in the different wisdom workshops that we provide. So back to the one-on-one basis of getting results. When we're meeting with students, or let's say folks, maybe they're reaching 40s and 50s and they'd like to do something different in life, but they don't know what that something different is. We help them with the clarity in the same way that we do with the students. It's just geared towards their age range, their experience, and the assessments are based on who they are as a person.
Carla, we're out of time. I want to thank you for your time today. If somebody would like to learn more about, you know, what you do, or maybe good reading material, good place to go on the web to learn information. This is all, again, I call it kind of life coaching, making our lives healthier and better. Where would they go?
To clearcutstrategies.com.
Okay. And thanks to Carla Neer, who again has been tackling some of these issues here in the Beaufort and Logan County area. She was just the guest speaker at the Beaufort Rotary Club last month. And if you'd like to learn more, maybe if you know somebody that's struggling with drugs and you're trying to get some clarity or some direction, you can see more with Carla's website, clearcutstrategies.com. For Carla Neer, who is the CEO and founder of Clearcut Strategies, I'm Bill Tipple saying have a good day.